Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I love you.
We do care here at AfterBuzz TV. You're watching The Vampire Diaries after show for season 7, episode 7, Mommy Dearest. That's why we're starting with this song tonight. I'm your host, Tiana Hobson, and you can find me on Twitter at The Tiana Hobson. And joining me tonight, I've got the lovely Katie Campbell.
Hi, guys. You can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
And across the table, we've got Sam Davidson.
Hey, guys. You can find me, Sam Davidson, on Twitter at SamD43. And I am on the live chat tonight trying to catch up with you guys, you talkative people. We love you.
And Jordana Morphin.
Hey, guys. You can find me at Jordana_Morphin on Twitter.
And then the girl who just, like, that friend who won't leave your couch because she's crashing and doesn't have anywhere to go. We've got Roxy Stryer here again for everyone. I love you, Roxy.
I love you, too. That was so mean.
I'm Roxy Stryer. Find me at Roxy Stryer. And in all fairness, I'm totally crashing the party. I liked watching you guys all sing, though. I have, like, front row to this great concert.
Oh, it probably didn't sound that great. I'm sorry for everyone listening to us on iTunes right now. We're probably killing your ears. I know I was off key, so that's why I apologize. So let's get into tonight's episode. It's the Thanksgiving time, but before we kind of see that aspect, let's talk about the flash forward, because every week we're getting a little tidbit into the future. This week, we have Damon and Alaric rushing over to the TV station where Caroline works, because last week we saw that she put out a warning to Stefan. The hunter's trying to lure Stefan there. So they get there. Damon goes inside and Caroline's not there. And then he gets shot in the back with a bunch of vervain. So
yeah, it looked really painful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe now the hunter is going to use Caroline and Damon to kind of lure Stefan.
Was Damon trying to have Alaric stay in the car so he can vervain Stefan not to go in because he was trying to protect his brother?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why would he think that she wouldn't hurt him anyway? She could just use him as well to lure Stefan.
I think Damon doesn't think through. He doesn't think things through fully.
Well, I also think that something huge happened that we don't know about, obviously. And I think at first we're led to believe it was something really bad that Damon and Stefan aren't talking, but then we find out that Damon's just protecting Stefan. Mm-hmm. But something happened we don't know about yet.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, these flash forwards, they're nice because it's giving us information, but it's also frustrating because I want more information than they're giving me.
Yeah, they're starting to piss me off.
Yeah.
So as of tonight, I was like, okay, I'm officially ready for more. Mm-hmm. At first, I was like, ooh, these are so fun. And now I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah. They're going to be doing this to us for a long time, I think.
Know. Yeah. Well, because most TV shows, when the episode starts and then it goes, like, 3 years in the future, by the end of the episode, you're catching the audience up to the rest of the future. So after this first scene, I was like, okay, end of the episode, we're going to come back to the future and see something else. And we didn't. So now I have to wait, and I'm not happy. But in other news, because that was kind of anticlimactic in my opinion, Caroline, on the other hand, is taking a pregnancy test. Mm-hmm. Because Valerie tells her that the twins are inside of her, which no one believes.
This is so unfair to Caroline. Nobody asked her if she wanted to carry anybody's children. Like, and basically, if she says she doesn't want to, it's like, okay, Alaric, I'm killing your one chance at having babies with the love of your life. She has no choice. This is so messed up.
I feel bad for her just because the way she reacts, too. She's like, she feels so sorry when she's like, well, I'm sorry, I'm not pregnant. But at the same time, she's like, well, I mean, I'm happy I'm not pregnant. But I just feel bad for her. Like, I would hate to be in that
Well, it's not fair, and I do feel bad, but then you think about she's a vampire and she could live forever, so then this is a small amount of time. She could just do this for a friend, right?
Yeah, well...
it's still kind of being forced to do it for your friend without your friend asking first, you know?
But, so, just to be clear, I think I know the answer to this question. They're not going to be Caroline's, like, it's going to be Joe's DNA or, like, whatever, the Gemini Coven, so she's literally just a surrogate.
I don't know, they sure came out looking like Caroline.
Right?
Blondies.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Joe just wasn't natural blonde, because her sister was blonde.
Yeah.
Blonde Liv runs in Joe's family, so.
The other twins, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, you start off blonde and you end up a brunette later on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Not that later on.
A lot of people that are like 12 and they're starting to get dirty blonde hair.
I wonder because the other twins were blonde, and then Joe and Kai weren't blonde, and then again they're blonde. Maybe it's like a cycle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good point. Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
But also, we saw there were two girls. Usually, isn't it a boy and a girl? I mean, we only really have the history of two Gemini Coven generations, but each was a boy and girl.
Mm-hmm.
So that's true. Wonder what else this means for the Gemini Coven. Because, I mean, I think one of the biggest answers that happened tonight, too, was everyone was thinking, Caroline's a vampire. How is her body able to carry children? And Alara clears that up because I did not realize that the vampires here have heartbeats.
I didn't think they did.
I didn't think they did either, but Alaric said you have a heartbeat. Like,
and you can breathe.
You can breathe. Like, you function like a normal body. And it's a body that wouldn't die.
I'm just not buying that this whole cloaking spell, because wouldn't she have felt these babies inside her? She's got spidey senses.
Not if they're cloaked.
I think we just have to believe that.
Yeah, even when they came, I didn't feel like she felt them. She grabbed the thing to try to do it. I don't know.
No, she did. She was like, oh my god.
I think she started to feel the difference then. But my question with this cloaking spell thing, did the babies, since they were cloaked, did they stop growing? Or in 9 months, was Caroline going to start giving invisible birth?
Also, how long have they been cloaked for? I'm confused. Because was it since just when she cloaked her at that time? Or have they been...
No, when Joe died.
She said they would do anything they can.
Looped it back in, and in their spell, they also cloaked the babies.
Okay.
So that keep them extra safe in case Kai didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah, so what, Caroline was just going to, like, go to the bathroom. Not that vampires go to the bathroom. But, anyways, like, this just doesn't make any sense.
But, you know, it's one of those loopholes because it is a supernatural show, so they get to write their own rules as they go, and this is one of them.
But they didn't make any comments about how her stomach was getting any bigger, and if she's really been pregnant since Joe died, she should be showing a little by now, especially with twins.
That's why I think that since they were cloaked, maybe it stopped their growing. Maybe they were just kind of like the seed just sitting there chilling, and then when Valerie put her hand over her and uncloaked them, it kind of reactivated everything.
Yeah, someone said it's really interesting, a B-Dog 8504. How will she give birth when she will constantly be healing?
I was actually thinking about that during the episode, and all I could think of was, it's got to be the easiest birth, because you're healing and, like, you're not going to feel the pain, really. Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't then they just get stuck inside of you?
No, you can, like, do one big push and then...
Also, if she's a vampire, is she going to have, like, a normal birth, or is it going to be, like, sped up?
I don't know. She can't have a C-section. They would, like, carve her open, would close back up, they'd carve her open.
Yeah, but the natural way would be... I could see that working.
Yeah, like her
just normal.
Her vaginal canal. Holes,
yeah.
Just
pop them
out. We're adults.
That's her vajayjay.
You can say vaginal canal.
Well, you know.
Why would I?
Yeah, there's other things we can say.
But I like that one so much better.
Oh, dear.
So while she's also trying to figure out if she's pregnant or not and taking pregnancy tests, which, I mean, you can always get a false negative.
Yeah, why didn't she take, like, 6 of them?
She's also a vampire.
She's also a vampire, though, so she's probably thinking, like, I mean, why waste the extra $30 on another test?
She could just get it.
I don't know how much pregnancy tests cost.
I don't. It's weird, though, because of convenience. It's cloaked so she can't feel them, but she still gets sick. Like, it's weird.
I did forget about the throwing up.
Is it possible that her carrying babies, this is crazy, could make her, like, human again? No. I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't really like Human Caroline very much.
I didn't either.
So I'm going to say no.
I don't want her to be human again because I didn't like her.
Happened in the flash forward? She was shot with a stake, so she's still alive, right, in 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's got to be a vampire?
Yeah, I guess so.
But, so she's got other adventures that are happening, too. She gets a phone call from Matt and about how him and Bonnie found those bodies at the school. And we learned that they also found people at the grill, the courthouse, and at the supermarket. So there are tons of humans who are just being compelled to chill.
Who's doing this, though? It can't be all of them. Mm-mm. I feel like Lily's in the dark about it. I know we were talking about this.
The other siblings and Bo?
I think it's Bo and Julian.
Bo and Julian, because Bo knows since he obviously just showed up there.
Yeah.
So it has to be Bo and Julian, yeah.
It started when Julian got back, right? And is that what happened?
That's when we found them. Okay. It could have been happening before and we didn't know it.
Maybe Bo planted them for Julian or something. He's kind of his, like, little bitch, right?
Yeah.
And because Bo doesn't talk, like, you have a person who's going to keep all your secrets, so it's kind of the perfect guy to go to, Roxy.
Oh, I agree. I just think that the only person we know as of right now that knows is Bo. We don't even know for a fact that Julian knows. We're assuming, because Julian's a bad dude, but the only one we're positive about is Bo.
Yeah.
Like, what if he's masterminding this whole thing?
You know what? That's actually really interesting.
Yeah. The silent ones.
Yeah. It's always the quiet ones you gotta look out for.
Like, can you imagine if Julian walks in there and is like, what the heck is going on? And Bo's like, like, total creep.
But that's what they're all eating off of, though. So maybe...
No, we find out tonight that they're not.
They're being fed. They're getting steak and salmon. Like, I mean, I can't afford half that stuff that they're getting to eat.
What if this was just planned, like, way before... Like, a long time ago. Maybe it's something that they had to do, like, thousands of years after.
I don't know. It feels like someone said it during...
It's like a slaughter. They're, like, waiting for a slaughter to happen.
Yeah, like, they're fattening up the cattle before it's time to take them and eat them.
So they're doing it for something.
Yeah, and it's not like they're going to get to remember eating that delicious steak and salmon, okay?
So if it is... if it is Julian and Bo working on this, and then you have... Not to jump too far ahead, but we learn about the sword tonight that is linked to the Phoenix Stone in some way. Maybe this is all part of some ritual that Julian's trying to do to take complete control of the world.
I mean, why does he need so many?
Of the people?
Yeah.
Because like, just backup?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
What? I mean, we found all of these ones so far, so and we let go everyone at the grill... Got them uncompelled.
To run a business of some sort. Like, it reminds me of another CW show, iZombie. This guy, like, tries to monopolize the brains. I feel like he's trying to monopolize all the blood. Like, get the purest of the blood and sell it to vampires or something.
Well, remember when Klaus, back in the early seasons, was doing the whole thing with the stone and he wanted to become...
The Moonstone?
Yeah. And he wanted to activate his hybridness and all that stuff. So maybe Julian has some kind of a thing like that. Mm-hmm. Not exactly sure what it is, but some ritual that he has to use all these items for.
Maybe.
And the slaughtering of the people.
Just is part of it.
This is disgusting and interesting in the chat. It's not telling me who said it, but maybe the hunter is doing it and she fattens them up to eat them. Like, not their blood, but their actual bodies.
The hunter?
Yeah. Oh.
Like, maybe we don't know. He could be working with somebody else. Yeah, with Bo.
This is true.
Yeah, it's true. Never
know.
Sam?
That's zombie territory, and I don't really think we're going to go there.
I was thinking zombie or maybe werewolf. Do werewolves eat people?
When they're dogs.
Yeah, when they're wolves, so maybe. I don't know. But I liked tonight that we got Caroline and Valerie talking more and hanging out more. And
I like you love Val.
Me too. I love her.
I think she's, I mean, I don't want to love her.
I don't love her. Okay? I don't love her.
Love's a strong word.
But I don't hate her.
I am very surprised that it was going this way with Valerie and Caroline. In the beginning, I just thought Valerie was so bad, but I've come to like her more now. And I didn't think they were... gonna be friends. I felt like this whole thing that Caroline found out tonight was gonna I mean, it still could destroy some of the relationship, but I just felt, I didn't think it was going to be as nice of a conversation.
I have a feeling that because Valerie lost her baby, that she's going to come closer to Caroline and, like, help her out through the whole
thing. I was just going to say that, and I was going to say that everyone's going to hate me for bringing up this reference, but it reminded me of Twilight.
Yes.
Because, you know, you had those Bella, and I forget Nikki Reed's character in the movie right now, but, you know, Rose, who always wanted a family and wanted babies and then, you know, kind of bridged their gap, and I could see that happening with the two of them because... We also learned that Valerie knows this spell because she tried to use it on herself to save her child. So it's like she's kind of reliving her whole past with Caroline.
I agree, and I was just super appreciative that Caroline wasn't crazy Caroline now. Like, this girl has gone through some stuff, and I could totally have seen Caroline being like, you slept with my boyfriend and you got pregnant. Like, she freaks out about this stuff, and I was glad that she... was calm and was like, I'm so sorry. You know, she really, like, leveled with the girl. Mm-hmm. I appreciated that.
I thought it was great. And I hope that they continue to be friendly with each other because Valerie also... I mean, she stabbed Beau tonight with a wooden
Saved her.
Yeah, and saved Caroline. So clearly Valerie is kind of on the outskirts of her family. So she's on her own unless Caroline opens the door and allows Stefan and everyone to... embrace her, really.
I think this is spot on. Boo69B says, Valerie is like Rebecca. We all hated Rebecca, but now we like her and now I'm starting to like Valerie. Remember that back in the day? I was like, oh, Rebecca, and then now we know how we feel about Claire Holt.
Yeah.
Illy.
I love you.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Stefan and Damon and their plan for Thanksgiving, because I've never quite had a Thanksgiving like this before. Lily shows up with cranberries, and I heard someone say, is that cornbread? But there was never any food.
Yeah, they didn't even get to eat.
They didn't
it wasn't
get
Thanksgiving.
To eat. Like, where was the feast?
Yeah. Last year, we had a nice feast at college with Elena.
Well, you just had to get down to business. I feel like if Lily was more cooperative in the beginning, then they might have eaten some food. But he had to...
Don't tease us with food, Vampire Diaries. I wanted to see them all have a meal and sit down at a table.
Did you? Like, nobody got time for that.
I bet you on the originals they're gonna sit down and eat tonight.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have gotten hungry if I saw that.
We saw Damon eat a little.
They were talking about food. That made me hungry. That's why I wanted to see the food. But Lily doesn't want to play along with Stefan's plan. Stefan needs to convince Lily that Julian is a bad guy and get her to come on their side when it comes to killing him. Mm-hmm. So he tells her the story about how, you know, Julian beat up Valerie and made her lose out on having a grandchild and all that stuff. And she doesn't believe him. And she says, basically, Valerie's a liar. She lied to me about you for 100 years. She lied to you about who she really was. You can't trust anything she says. Mm-hmm. Is that a fair statement to be said about Valerie, though?
No. I mean, she lied back then, so she could be lying a little bit more about being pregnant. She lied about having a little affair with Stefan, so why not push it to the pregnancy lie as well?
Yeah, I agree, but I don't think that she lied.
And also, it's not like she's, like, lying in a off... You know, the things that she lied about, it wasn't, like, awful things that she, you know, she was doing. I don't know, I just...
But, like, Lily's not going to believe her now because of all the little lies she said.
Right.
Now she's dropping a bomb of, I was pregnant, and it's the 1800s. There's no way to prove. There's no ultrasound back then. Mm-hmm. She wasn't walking around with a little, like, sonogram or monogram, whatever it's called, of, like, here's little baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's more... I also think because when we saw Valerie trying to kill Julian earlier on, and obviously Lily saw that, she probably still has, like, anger seeing that, like, one of my own is trying to kill the love of my life, so obviously that's probably, like, affecting her too.
I was actually kind of surprised with how quickly Lily did flip by the end of the episode. I thought this was gonna be, like, an ongoing saga.
Me too. I don't know how I feel that she flipped that fast, because it doesn't seem like her, though.
But I think she realized that her son, looking at the flashbacks and what her sons were saying, she realized in that moment after Julian basically had no regard for her life because he went out and started a sword fight with Enzo and just did all this stupid stuff when they're linked together. And then afterwards comes and is like, oh, I'm sorry. You forgive me, right? And she says, of course. And that's like the trigger word of flashing back to how she used to be treated with her, with Giuseppe. I know Sam has something to say about Giuseppe.
I'm glad she realized, though. I am glad she realized. And I want her to see who Julian is, which I think is really a bad guy. But I just was surprised that she flipped so fast, like you said, Roxy.
I'm still a little nervous about the way she just, like...
Well, I mean, I think that Julian made a really big error. Like, he's been playing Lily and everyone else. And he made an error when he was so, like, nonchalant about them being linked and her possibly being killed. And that little tiny thing is what changed Lily. But that's a big thing.
Again, it wasn't what happened with her sons, though. Which is what's constantly bothering me. For a second, when Damon ends up stabbing Enzo, which we'll talk about, I felt bad. But then I remember, I mean, when he stabs Julian, I felt bad. And then I remember, Lily left them. She gives this whole spiel about how she bought the tickets and she couldn't save him from getting burnt and all that because she couldn't leave her sons. Guess what?
You did.
Yeah. That drove me crazy. This whole time we have to believe that she doesn't love her kids. And then every now and then we see, like, this little glimpse of, oh, maybe she does care for them. Like, throughout past episodes, even in last season, but
she still left them.
She still left them, and this whole thing, this whole story about her.
And she knew how bad he was.
Yeah,
and how much they needed a mom or any sort of guidance. So, like, Lily, as much as I her character is like, I wobble back and forth. At the end of the day, I'm like, she's not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why it's making me kind of nervous that it just so quickly she just kind of turned and said, okay, I'm with you guys, and let's...
I kind of feel like the Stefan of the group right now, because I keep looking for the things that are going to redeem Lily right now.
Me too.
And right now what's going on in my head is, I can't remember if we've seen this or not, because tonight we saw that she had the train tickets and was trying to run away and actually do something to get her boys away from Giuseppe. After she turned, though, why was the excuse that she didn't go back to them after she became a vampire? Because she could clearly kick Giuseppe's ass at that point.
Hydra in the chat literally just said, when she became a vampire, why didn't she just kill Daddy Salvatore then?
Yeah, that was my biggest question, because she could have taken the kids, moved away, because, you know, everyone in town thought they were dead, moved the kids out of town somewhere new, started over and fresh, and, I mean, her kids would have just had to know she was a vampire.
I think that what we need to remember, though, is when you turn into a vampire, especially, like, she's a ripper, Stefan was a ripper, like, that is a hot, like, however many years of a really hard time just trying, and she didn't want to kill her kids. And she didn't trust herself.
I think that was what she said her excuse was last season. Mm-hmm. Now that you say that, it's ringing a bell that, you know, she had to get it under control before being around them.
Better to abandon them than to kill them.
Why does she tell them, like, last season everything, I never loved you? But and then we see this whole backstory about how she does love them, and she did want to save them from Giuseppe.
I think it's a coping mechanism, if I'm going to get all psychology on you here. She's, you know, pushing them away before they can, because she already can see in Damon and Stefan's eyes that she has no shot at that point. Until she can prove to them that she is a changed person and that she does love and care for them, they weren't going to hear her if she had said it any other way.
I feel like it's more likely that Giuseppe would have killed them than she would have killed them, even though she was a ripper. Like, she had a stronger possibility of holding herself back than he did. He was crazy and abusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we saw how abusive he was tonight when we saw the flashbacks.
Yeah, fake Giuseppe.
First thing out of Sam's mouth, that's not their dad!
No. What are we calling him? Foseppi?
Yeah, Foseppi. And if someone could just join me on the chat and, like, if anyone else, I was the only one sitting there that really noticed it, then when I did you notice it too?
I knew it, and I was mad too, because I like that guy who played Giuseppe.
Well, yeah, and we're not stupid.
I mean, actors change.
Not after 7 seasons. But that's ridiculous.
Maybe the first actor was too old for what they were flashing back to.
No, he's not old. I've seen him in everything. He just obviously didn't want to do it.
He was filming something else that day. But we see that, you know, at their Thanksgiving dinner, first he made Damon eat his pet turkey, Sammy.
That's awful.
I mean, that's just...
After he made him behead it.
Yeah, after he made him behead it.
I was like,
that's kind of like growing up on a farm, I feel.
Our Loki was like, all right.
It's just not so growing sad up on a that farm. It's like, he named it Sammy. It was like his pet.
Yeah, it was his pet, but I have friends who grew up in on like farms and stuff, and they had, you know, their pet pigs or whatever, and then one day there's bacon on the table and their pig's missing.
But he had to go and physically behead it. Yeah,
like he had to behead it. That's the part that's messed up.
I like didn't think that was messed up. I honestly didn't even know the cigar part was that bad.
What?
Roxy, are there some things you need to talk about from your childhood?
No, the beheading thing, I was like, this isn't bad at all. The cigar part, I was like, at least it wasn't just random. Like, he thought that his kid stole money from him.
No.
He shouldn't burn him with a cigar.
Roxy.
That's messed up.
You know what, guys? I'm not going to leave Roxy hanging because, I mean, it's not the worst thing that could have happened.
But I mean, it wasn't like he didn't do anything. I was expecting him to be worse. Like, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I thought I was expecting him to get, like, thrown down the stairs, break some ribs.
It's abusive.
It's abusive. It is abusive.
I agree. The turkey thing isn't abusive.
It's a little, you don't make him eat it, though, if he just was traumatized
also,
from killing his pet.
Have you ever gotten burned before?
That's your livelihood.
Yes.
Oh my god! I got like a small burn, and I was physically crying for days.
I got a cigarette burn before.
And imagine being like 12, 13.
Yeah, someone just putting it in one place.
You don't even know how long he held it for.
I don't want you to think that I'm in any way condoning this. I just thought it would have been worse.
Yeah, people are some concerned about Roxy on the chat.
Well, you know. Well, we popped into the show to make you guys look so
Roxy, make us a little
concerned. Roxy, do you need hugs?
Please send all love to at Roxy.
Don't let Roxy babysit someone.
Straight up. No, I would never
for,
do that. But
that's
like,
for other reasons.
And again, it is abusive, but we hear these things like, Giuseppe's the worst. Like, Klaus has done worse things than that. Damon's done worse things than that.
He's not a murderer. He was just a drunk, abusive father. So I think that they're saying he has that a level.
Stole money from him in his mind. But he was pissed when he found out that Lily did it and was like,
which
maybe
I knew she did it from the start.
Duh.
It was like, duh.
Yeah.
Like,
also, when we heard that, I just felt this cringe inside of me. Like, your son is getting burnt, and you're just kind of standing in the other room.
But overall, though, she was making it a sacrifice so she could leave and take them.
I'm still angry at the whole
thing. I know.
Still
love them. She made mistakes. She wasn't perfect. I mean, obviously, she made a lot of mistakes.
She made lots of mistakes.
But it was the 1800s, and it was a hard
time. Yeah, exactly. It's the 1800s. What's a woman supposed to do back then? She didn't really have any other options to leave her husband and take her kids or anything like that. So she had to be sneaky about it. And at least now, currently, present day, she has learned the error of her ways and is back on our side and has a plan to defeat Julian. But before we got there, we have to talk about Benzo. That's what we decided to call them, right, chat roll?
Although, you guys, the actual right name is Bonenzo.
I know, and I don't like Bonenzo. It as much.
Yeah, Benzo.
Why are they trying to add in extra letters?
Because somebody pointed out and sent
us Bonnie and Endo.
Well, somebody sent us a picture and what Benzo is medicine.
I told you that's what Benzos were.
Yeah.
So is that why they're changing it to Bonenzo?
Are
they keeping it as Bonenzo?
Benzos are great. You had one of those right before you got burned by a cigar. Very cool.
Well, I think that it's also just one of those things where every ship has three variations of the ship name.
Okay. Well, on the wiki thing, it is Bonenzo.
Okay.
Well, Benzo just rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah, Benzo. Whatever. Bonnie and Enzo are on a quest to find Oscar's car, and they find it, but, I mean, before they once they find it, and then they find this hidden knife that's in the car, and then they have this very flirtatious banter back and forth, like, Bonnie's giving him crap about Lily, but the whole time he's like, oh, you sound like a woman who's never been fought over before. And I was like, she hasn't.
She deserves to be.
She's so hot.
I love them.
I love them too. They have such this little chemistry thing going on. But she, you know what, people will argue that she had that with Damon. I know.
It kind of feels like Bayman, but better.
I see it more in a sexual way with them than I did with Damon.
And I think part of that reason, too, is because of the whole Delana love story, you know? But
I really am enjoying Bonnie and Enzo. Yeah.
Well, I also think that maybe they introduced the Bonnie and Damon thing to tease us a little bit, to get us, like, acclimated to she wants to be with a bad boy.
Yeah.
Wait, guys, B-Dog says Bonzo is so much better sounding. That's good.
Sounds like Gonzo.
I like Bonzo.
Bonzo.
That just sounds crazy.
And Brittany says benzo is better, is way better, better than Clamiel. That sounds like an STD.
It does. I've said that.
Clammy is like the grossest ship name.
Clammy is also very
but the
interesting.
Actual ship, I'm on that ship.
The what?
The actual ship, I'm on the ship.
You're on Clamiel?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a different show. We ain't got time for that right now.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to 11 p.m. for the originals after show. But Enzo has decided that he's going to confront Julian. He's got this sword that he thinks is going to kill Julian. So they start a sword fight.
Before we get to the sword fight, real quick, how did it even get into a sword fight? Because he goes to the house and they're like arguing, and then let's just fight?
Enzo said, or Julian said, I promised Lily I wouldn't fight in the house, or no more bloodshed in the house.
Oh, okay.
And Enzo gets in his face and is like, what about outdoors? And I was like, make out! It just felt like...
I don't get what happened to you.
I was watching the show with some of my friends who are gay guys, and they were like, oh my gosh, the gay chemistry between all these actors is like on fire. So now every time I see guys in each other's faces, I'm like, make out!
Didn't you just want them to kiss? We were all like, what? Like, I feel you, girl, but like, I'm a lover of love like Katie sometimes, but I'm like...
I mean, I didn't really want them to kiss as like a relationship, but it was just like they were in each other's faces, and it was like, I've got my sword, and then...
Let's fight with them.
The fact that Julian went to go fight in the first place to put Lily in danger means he doesn't love her.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Like, he's an evil... We'll also say human being. He's not even human being, but he's an evil person.
What's going on over there, Roxy?
This is going to be Katie's favorite comment ever. Delana sounds like a disease, and Steriline sounds like a cure for that disease. Janine 660.
Are you a Stelena lover?
I'm assuming.
Oh, okay.
No, not you. Deneen?
Oh. Janine. But Deneen.
We were all waiting for Roxy's response.
Janine's a name.
Yeah, Janine, are you a Stelena lover? That's
what I was
asking.
Well, I can't answer for Janine.
Well, I was just asking her in case she wanted to answer.
Okay, so while we wait for that answer, Bonnie does a little research on this sword because she knows she's seen it before, and we find out that it is linked to the Phoenix Stone. And her loosely direct quote says that the sword gives power against their immortal foes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the stone gives the sword power. So without the stone, it's just a normal blade. But with the stone... it gives the sword power against immortal foes.
So does it...
The stone activates the sword.
Yes.
Against Julian's enemies.
Or anyone
who's immortal.
Because whatever... We don't know... Well, I guess he wasn't really stabbed with anything that would normally kill a vampire, because I was like, Julian just doesn't die.
Because
he keeps getting knocked out and hit and just popping right back up. But something about him is... off, I think. Mm, and something about him, he has to die a certain way, and I think that this sword is the only way that he will die.
This whole stone thing is such a weird, like, convenience, though. We already know what this stone's for. Why do we have to throw the stone on the sword?
It is an activator.
Yeah, but that's not what the stone is.
I mean, I think the stone serves many
maybe
purposes.
Maybe it takes the life! You stab that person,
that's
how
they get in the stone.
Wait, what? Yeah. What?
That's how he got in the stone.
Oh, you stab
them, and then the life goes into the stone.
That's how they're
with some kind of a ritual spell.
You just have to have, like, that's how Julian died the first time, I think.
That's how he got in the stone.
He got locked in there.
Obviously, what about the X?
Yeah, I was going to say, is the sword have something to do with the X?
No, but didn't Damon have one? Or who else has one?
Stefan.
So I don't think.
But maybe it's used on him later.
Maybe.
I mean, time will tell with that whole story there.
Beau had one too, right?
Prediction. I have something to write down.
Okay. He has one too. So later on, after all the fighting's over and Lily's, you know, back home with Julian, she confronts him about the Valerie story and even about, hey, why would you go into the woods and have a fight with Enzo when you know our bodies are linked? That's kind of screwed up.
It is a little screwed up.
It's really screwed up.
He doesn't care then.
But he's like, oh, I never lose. You've been in a stone for like 100 years, dude. You could be rusty.
Yeah, like, honey, you already lost.
Yeah, like, I mean, she got a cut on her neck and she got stabbed, and Damon went in for the kill shot
and
even twisted the sword in there. And
his comment was that I never lose. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And when he saw her reaction to that, his reaction was like, oh, I actually need to play the part right now. Oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
You know what I thought was, like, so awful, too? Right when Lily says, oh, about you knew about Valerie's baby and you kicked it, and then he just kind of was like, took a second, and then he was like, no, I didn't know about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Really? I mean, you can tell so right fake. Away that you're freaking lying about it. Like,
wait, coming from the chat from Brittany, that's how Fojo died. She was stabbed with a metal blade. You guys remember? I was like, guys, we got to remember that she said that. So Fojo was stabbed with the metal and put in the thing. That's 100% what's up.
Oh, so you think we're going to get Joe back because...
I don't think we're going to get Joe back.
But that's how
ended up in...
Oh, so that's how you get in there.
Yeah. She was like, it shouldn't have killed me.
And that's why she was like a nice person who wasn't actually crazy like everyone else in the stone.
Wait, so why didn't Julian just die just then? Because the stone wasn't there?
Yeah.
Okay.
The sword's not activated, but... Then they just let him take the sword back with him, and they don't know what it
no one knew, right?
what it is. Like, but Bonnie knows now, and you have Bonnie and Enzo back at the bar, still flirting with each other,
taking shots.
Oh, and Matt, who was in this episode, in case you guys didn't know, I just felt like most of the stuff he did was pretty average, but he said something tonight to Bonnie because he got really mad at Bonnie because she hadn't been answering his calls all day and she was spending time with Enzo. Mm-hmm. He's like, that's okay because Tyler and Jeremy took my calls today and they have a solution, so I'm gonna go check out on it, and is like driving out of town.
I think I would be mad too, though, because this seems like a serious problem and he doesn't know what else is going on with everything else, so he's, you know, being a little quick to judge, but he's mad that his friend's not answering. They can get to fix this problem.
How confused would you be if you watched season one, episode one, and then not another episode until this episode? Like, no Jeremy, no Tyler, no Elena. Like,
everyone else is a vampire.
Weird relationships going on, yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was interesting that he brought up Tyler and Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. So that's happy why I about it. Keep them alive.
Me too. I'm happy to know Jeremy's still around.
So maybe that means that, because we saw Tyler in a flash forward and a kind of current day. So maybe we'll see Jeremy in a flash forward too now.
I don't even know what bringing to up believe. His name.
They're still around.
They've got to be.
Mm-hmm. Elena's not.
Well, she's not, but...
She's not. So basically, we end this episode with Lily, Stefan, and... Damon kind of on the same team, but I wanted to talk about Stefan and Damon's argument over Lily, because Damon says some stuff, and most notably, he says she's gonna get what she deserves.
You know, I understand what Damon is saying, because that's how I was feeling. Like, why is she flipping? Like you said, Roxy, she's flipping like this all of a sudden. Doesn't matter, she's bad, you know, she left them back then, and I see what Damon is saying, but I also love Stefan, and the reason why I love Stefan is because he does try to save people, and he tries to see the good in her.
It's his mom.
But Stefan didn't get burned by his dad, so that's probably why he isn't feeling the pain that Damon's feeling.
I just see both of their sides of the story.
Yeah,
and I think because Stefan took the blame for his mother's death for so many years and carried that burden to now have her back, I think it's kind of messing with his emotions a little bit. And like you said, he does try to save everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that was a good episode, guys.
I liked it.
We're back on December 3rd, but let's get into some predictions now.
Ooh. And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Who's gonna start?
I think
Katie's face.
I am. I'm a little nervous. It's kind of making my heart race thinking about this actually happening, but I think Stefan's gonna go into the stone at some point. I think that's why the X's are on you if you were once in the stone but you get brought out. Because Lily was looking for this stone to bring Julian out, so she had to know what it does. And Bo has the X. Maybe they had to get Bo out before, back in the day or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little...
Is it like strike one?
It's like, how many do you get?
Yeah. Nine lives.
I don't know, but it has to do something with the stone and with the sword.
We didn't see one on Fojo.
Oh, we didn't see a Nakey, though. Oh, we did, actually.
Yeah, I feel like everyone...
We've seen anyone naked? I feel like
if that was linked to it, we would have seen... Like,
but because she was a witch. She was a witch, though, with a vampire in her body, and it never even worked.
I think you're pushing this.
Bo's a witch. Bo's not a vampire.
No, Bo's a... Yeah, he's... No, he's
a high... So Jared was in Joe's body, so how could we not... We wouldn't even know what that lady's actual body looked like, so maybe she did
her actual body probably did have an ex. I think it has something to do with it, because we saw flashes of people being tortured with the ex. Remember, we didn't really see their faces, but they teased that, you know, to us a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And I think, remember, Julian said it was, you know, your personal hell that you were in there. That's what he was going through. So mm-hmm. I think you get tortured in there, and I feel like it all has something to do, and I'm worried that Stefan might go in there for a second, or I don't, you know, or maybe it's a short amount of time, but there's a reason he has that ex.
Or maybe Damon goes in there, and that's why he's in the box. People said that they didn't see him daggered in the box. I thought he was daggered.
He was, and he said, "Don't." I told you guys not to wake me.
But that's different than being daggered.
He went down purposefully, I think, is what it seems. I really hope that Stefan does not get put in the stone, because if we lose both him and Elena, well, I mean, I don't even care if it's for an episode. That's not okay. Anyways, that better not happen.
Maybe it's for, like, not even the whole episode.
Okay, fine. That's, like, that's the most I can take. I think that Damon is gonna, like, be put down by himself somehow. Mm-hmm. I think that Matt is the one that dies. And because then Bonnie feels like a lot of guilt 3 years in the future. So I think that, I mean, he's finally going to bite the dust. I say it all the time.
Wow. I can see that, because she said, right? And when she was in the whatever session, Bonnie said, I lost
someone. And who else haven't we seen 3 years in the future?
Yep, Matt.
We haven't seen any of the heretics either.
But she wouldn't feel bad.
Jeremy, right?
Losing someone, though, could mean not necessarily death.
But what if it is?
Yeah, it could be.
Well, then they have exes.
I predict that when we see Matt in the future, he'll be a vampire, because that's the one thing he's never wanted to be. That's my prediction.
That might be what they meant by losing him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm still confused. I feel like Julian's one step ahead of Lily, and they're not going to be able to take him down that easily, because now he has the sword. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I just feel like Julian's going to somehow know that Lily's going to turn against.
And Roxy?
Well, I'm just reading the chat when I was talking about Damon earlier. Katie says, Damon desiccated himself by not feeding. Only originals can be daggered. Wow, painful desiccation.
Oh, yeah, that's what Stefan did. He fed him blood.
Right. Yeah. Roxy, prediction?
No, I gave my prediction with the stone and the
okay.
Thing. I thought that was brilliant. I don't get to keep it?
Yeah, I mean, I just wasn't sure if you had any other thoughts.
No more brilliance.
No? No more thoughts? Okay. Well, I think I'm also going to predict that we kind of talked about this, but I think that Bo is playing a bigger picture here than what we're being led to believe, and that maybe he's the mastermind of everything that's going wrong in everyone's lives. And that's just that. And I want to know why he doesn't talk.
Yeah. We never knew,
like,
right?
Yeah, we don't know how it happened, so I feel like that's another story we need to get into.
What if he starts talking one day?
Ooh, all the secrets he knows. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight for our show. We will be back in 2 weeks. Have a great Thanksgiving. And where can everyone find you guys in the meantime?
You guys can find me at Jordana_Morphin on Instagram and on Twitter.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, online at samdavidsonentertainment.com or on Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
You guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with 3 E's, Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a vlog. I'm putting on a new video tomorrow. It's going to be fun. You should check it out.
Roxy? You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
And you can find all of AfterBuzz TV stuff at AfterBuzz TV. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram. And sadly, sadly, we won't be here next week, but we will be here the following week with our vampires ready to rock. And make sure you tune back in at 11 p.m. for the Originals After Show. We'll see you guys later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.